Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Some breaking news coming in this evening. Parts of Japan are evacuating as a minor tsunami is expected. Following the cancellations of the tsunami advisory for California this afternoon, according to a report from the National Weather Service, low-lying parts of Japan are being evacuated as the small waves are set to hit the coast starting at 2020 UTC. We will continue to provide updates throughout the day of any news relating to these developments here on Dark Matter News Radio as well as darkmatternews.com. Our editor-in-chief, Haunted Skeptic, is keeping a close eye on this, and there's extensive articles that she's written throughout the evening and throughout the day regarding these earthquakes and this tsunami. Imagine being trapped in one place for an entire year. You're not allowed to leave. The lighting never changes, the smells and sounds are the same. You can't even step outside for a breath of fresh air. This is your home. It's your life for an entire year. That's pretty much what American astronaut Scott Kelly and Russian cosmonaut Mikhail Kornenko have been experiencing for the past 6 months on the International Space Station. As their nearly 12-month mission passes the halfway mark, Kelly and Kornenko are studying ways in which astronauts can be better protected for long periods of time in space. The data they're collecting and the experiments they're conducting will help scientists as they continue to determine how humans can physically survive the voyage to Mars. Earlier in the week, the astronauts acknowledged the unknown impact 12 months of space can have on the body, saying that they physically feel good, but there are a lot of effects of the environment that can't be seen or felt, like bone loss, effects on vision and genetics, DNA, RNA, and protein. Of course, not to mention the mental strain. They say that not even the occasional spacewalk is a substitute for what's missing at home. You can find out more information on Kelly's year in space by visiting NASA's official website, or you can track their progress on Twitter at #YearInSpace. Did you know that the news and articles that you hear on Dark Matter News Radio is written by Art Bell and Dark Matter News fans? Well, you can too. You can write for Dark Matter News. Just visit our website at darkmatternews.com and click on the Write for DMN link right at the top of your screen. And you'll soon be on your way to being famous like Haunted Skeptic, Ryan Cook, Richard T. Smith, King Slayer, Jeremy C., Rob Riley, Elena Fox Starks, Tony Barnett, Kelly Smith, Aaron Nagy, Derek Cooley.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720, 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
A 52-year-old man accused of smelling women's feet in public without their consent at Florida International University has been arrested in, surprise, surprise, Miami-Dade, Florida. A growing trend online known as Florida Man, which depicts strange and unusual happenings regarding the male inhabitants of the Sunshine State, has caught our attention. As we reported on the anti-vampire dancer earlier this week, we now have a news story seemingly ripped from the tabloid headlines. If only it were that easy. Appearing in court Wednesday with a bond set at $18,500, Eddie Juan was arrested after failing to complete his sex offender registration. Police soon discovered that Juan matched the description of a man observed to reportedly hide under a table in a library, sniffing the feet of a female student who hadn't noticed his presence. Officials said a tip led them to the area of Southwest 51st Street and 104th Avenue in Southwest Miami-Dade, where they spotted him on a scooter. Juan sped off, but later crashed and was taken into custody. Eddie Juan is currently facing several charges, including violation of a sex offender registration. Well, what are your thoughts? Do you have or have you found wild stories that seem to be straight out of a Pulp Fiction comic? If so, give us a tip. Join in the conversation at darkmatternews.com. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.